But how much more seriously we should be taking this chanting of the names of Krishna. And he's personally showing by his own example. And we will read a few more further, and we'll see how when he meets these great Vedanti scholars, Prakashananda, Saraswati, and his followers, and how they have this discussion about, you know, you are a sannyasi and you are supposed to be studying all these Vedic texts and you are supposed to be meditating. And what are you doing chanting with these people? They actually said, what are you doing chanting with these lower class people? So you can see how the understanding is. And I was reading some of the purports. It's mentioned actually the understanding, just to get a little sense of the difference between how the impersonalist practitioners think and how the Vaishnava devotee practitioners, followers, especially followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they see things. It's mentioned that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada translates actually. He says that the impersonalist sannyasis, they actually think that in the next life, when they become liberated, they will actually become Narayan. That's what they think. And then, looking at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they in their heart, they had this realization that that is Narayan. Right here in front of you, looking at his effulgence, they were like so attracted to his beauty. And they even actually said that, no, you are Narayan himself. And they were thinking, well, you are so fortunate, you become Narayan even in this life. We have to wait till next life. And their understanding is that not just they become Narayan, their understanding is they actually merge in the form of Narayan. I mean, that's their highest understanding. Now the devotees, they don't even accept this even when it's offered. They don't want to merge in the body of the Lord because it doesn't allow them to engage in service to the Lord. So that's the major difference. And the most essential service is this chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So personally, I'm taking this year festival of Gaur Purnim as like to think a little bit more about being more attentive, being more thoughtful of why am I chanting Hare Krishna? Why I should be chanting, and you know, how I should be chanting, what would be the right mood? And is chanting, does it mean just chant my 16 rounds and that's all, and then I don't need to worry about anything else? So I actually heard from His Holiness Shivaram Swami in one of the talks he was giving that chanting is not that you just chant your 16 rounds and then you don't have to do anything else. No. The chanting, that mood, you have to carry out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the actual chanting. Because what are we supposed to do? We have to think of Krishna all the time, right? What's that verse? Smartavya satatam Vishnu vishmartavya na jatu chit. So we have to remember Krishna all the time. That's the positive. And what's the negative? We cannot forget Krishna at any moment in our life. So that's the goal. That's where we want to be. It may not be happening at the moment, at least not for me. Maybe some of you are able to do that. But that's my aspiration, and that's what many of us can aspire to be at. And it takes practice. We can practice it. That's the whole practice of bhakti. It's cultivation. we are trying to cultivate this consciousness. Actually, we originally had this consciousness. But when the living entity come in contact with material nature, then we forget that consciousness. So we are in a state of forgetfulness, in illusion. We have, instead of being akinchana, we have taken shelter of the external energy, maya. And we are thinking, oh, this my powerful country is giving me nice shelter, protection, and I'm safe, I don't have to worry about anything else. No, that's not right. This my family, I'm safe in this family, everything is fine. So we have these kind of illusions, and we forget our original spiritual existence. And that's what it keeps us in this state of forgetfulness. But the easiest way to get out of this state of forgetfulness is taking to devotional service. Not thinking that I am God, or I want to become God, or I can become God. That position is already taken. That's not our position. I mean, that role, there is no applications for that role. So we have to go for the other role that's available. That's for the service. And that's the beautiful thing about this role, is that it's available to everyone and anyone. Anyone can take to devotional service and render service. I mean, it's how beautiful it is. Like, you go to apply for jobs, it can be such a struggle sometimes. And what do you do when you don't get a job? It's like so frustrating. But here, you see, Lord Chaitanya, he's giving opportunity to everyone without any discrimination. That's why he's known as Mahavadanyaya Avatar, most magnanimous incarnation. So we should remember this point, especially that we don't want to merge in the body of the Lord. We want to continue offering service. And the easiest way to start with is, of course, chanting Hare Krishna. And then there is so many more things we can do. So I'll read a few more texts. Just one more point in this purport. Therefore, so most everyone depends upon dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the words hinartha-dika sadakam indicate that although by material estimation, salvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interests of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, above salvation there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the bestower of this great benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartho Mahan, love of Godhead is ultimate benediction for all human beings. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore, first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. So I was remembering this. Also, another point, the impersonalists, they do accept form of Vishnu and they meditate on it, but they don't actually accept that deity is actual representation of the Lord. That's another thing. They think this way, but we can see how according to Pancharatra system, the worship of the deity is such an essential part of our devotional practice. And we can see, especially here, how nicely the deities are being served. So I was remembering this pastime of Lord Chaitanya going to on his travels. He went to this temple of Shirachor Gopinath in Ramuna. I actually had an opportunity to visit there, and I had like really amazing experiences there. But before I share my experience, it was interesting how Lord Chaitanya, he actually heard about this pastime from his spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri. And when he went to this temple in Ramuna, he offered his obeisances to the deity, and it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in chapter 4 of the Madhya Leela in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when Lord Chaitanya went there, the flower garland from the deity fell upon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, it doesn't happen every day. I don't see the garlands falling on devotees here every day from the deity. So it was pretty amazing how the garland of the deity fell on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotees who were present there, seeing how absorbed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this chanting of the holy names, they were like so attracted. And seeing his beauty, they were mesmerized. So we can see how the form of the deity, the worship of the deity, is so important to us. It's actually one of the five important aspects of our practice of Panchanga Bhakti. And so there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually shared this pastime, and all the devotees, he stayed there. All the devotees were listening to this pastime. And he was actually, by reciting this pastime, he was glorifying Madhavendra Puri, spiritual master of his spiritual master. So we can understand how even the Lord is showing this mood of respect for the spiritual master. That's another important aspect of the bhakti practice. And in one of the purports, Shla Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he actually says that for someone who wants to advance in spiritual life, that's the secret. One has to take the words of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. We sing every morning in the Guru Puja. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitite Koriya Akya Ar Na Kari Homane Asha. So that should be our mood. The words of the spiritual master is my life and soul. And we can see that in life of Srila Prabhupada. On many occasions he personally said this, that I don't have any magic or this or that. The only credit is I just carrying out the order of my spiritual master. And we can see what he was able to do in a short period of time. After he left India to share this message of Krishna consciousness, like within 10 or 12 years, he could do such a wonderful exhibition of devotional service all around the world. So we can reflect on this occasion of Gaur Purnim on I'm trying to do this, how seriously I'm actually taking the instructions of my spiritual master. Actually, one time, that was one of the instructions I got. And I had started practicing for some time, and then I was asking some questions and for service, and my spiritual master told me that become serious in Krishna consciousness. And then, interestingly enough, I found a verse in the 7th canto. I think it's in chapter 5, maybe text 30. I can't remember the number exactly, but I know for sure it's in chapter 5 of the 7th canto. And there, Prahlad Maharaj is saying something like that too. One has to actually become serious to advance in Krishna consciousness. And it depends on your level of seriousness, on your level, on one's level of intensity, how intensely we are absorbed in our practice, how seriously I'm taking the instruction of my spiritual master. And not only that, like the whole association, the deities. Another talk I was listening to was by His Holiness Kadambakanand Swami, and he was mentioning, it kind of like opened my eyes a little bit, that he was mentioning sometimes we may be coming to the temple, we may be coming before the deities, but we may not be taking it, we may not be so attentive, we may not be taking it so seriously. So many times I have to remind myself, I mean, how merciful these deities are. They're giving us so much service. Imagine, like, if we don't have the opportunity for service, what would we be doing? We can imagine before coming to devotional service what we were doing. And generally in material world, things don't get much better. We do think, but in reality, they don't really get much better. Actually, if we realistically see, they are getting much worse. You know, now anywhere we go, we have to wear this mask, we have to do this, and there's so many restrictions. You know, people practically like forgot how to live without a mask. It's some students I actually met, I asked them, hey, like, why are you wearing a mask outside? Now, the state law says don't wear mask outside. So why are you wearing it? And, oh, I forgot. I forgot. I just like, practically they are saying it's become a part of my life. You know, that's how I live my life now. And another student was telling me that, you know, some people, they are like, I can't remember the exact word, but, you know, maybe they are shy or something. So it makes them feel comfortable. They don't even have to, you know, feel shy. They can just wear a mask and they are fine. It's comfortable. So that's not the point. We can get caught up with all these things. But the whole point is if we take the instructions of our spiritual master as our life, as life and soul, and we chant Hare Krishna following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can actually become free from all these kind of illusory attachments, I can say, or illusory platforms of safety, protection, and we can actually come back to our original spiritual consciousness where one can actually accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just want to share one exchange which kind of gave me a lot of inspiration that I had yesterday. So I was at this university, Cal State, San Bernardino yesterday, and there was one there is one Indian student. His parents are from Gujarat, but I believe he's born here in California. And he seems like a very intelligent student. I can't remember if he's studying mathematics or science, something, one of those. So he got books from me like previous semester. It's been a few months ago. And he told me he has been reading the books. And he was asking me these questions about, you know, how we study in the school, about what's the understanding of the planets, the cosmos. And then he's reading these books and he's like, hey, there is like such a difference of understanding. And he said actually, the exact line he said, he could never believe that humans come from animals. And then we were talking about how we were looking at this book, Life Comes from Life. And we were talking about how it's an evolution of consciousness. It's not just evolution of physical body. But how in the schools, in the modern education system, we learn that humans come from animals. It's evolution of body. It's not evolution of consciousness. So there is such a contradiction. But I was so happy to hear this student, he was saying that he never believed that. But you can see, and he was saying, I still feel like, you know, I'm coming to this school, I paid so much fees, like, I kind of feel like I've invested so much in like a direction where I don't feel like this is the right direction for me. And I was telling him, well, you know, you have to, you don't want to seem like a fanatic, you also have to just complete the course and keep reading the books. And gradually you will know what is the best thing to do. So he's doing it, and he said, yeah, he'll keep reading. But it was interesting for me also to hear directly from another person, because I had similar experience also. When I read this, I was like, hey, I mean, it's like I studied all these years in the school, all this. I invested all this time and energy, and I'm thinking I'm going to such a great school. I would become such and such after completing my education. But studying here, we are hearing all these, like, all these material possessions, they are not going to help us in a long term. We do need them, but they are not real shelter for us. And gradually, the consciousness changed as we practice. So I hope this student also will gradually make progress like that. But especially since he's reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can already see a change of heart. So that's what we, all of us, I'm sure, we are seeing that, meeting different people, seeing this change, and we have seen it in our own lives. But also another thing is like, just to keep it short and to the between time limits, we can see how this mood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing by himself, traveling to all these places, taking austerities and sharing this message with others. Then we see in life of Srila Prabhupada himself, I mean, some of us who have read his biography, Leelamrita, we know like how many austerities, difficult challenges he has to face to make it happen for us. And we also have challenges in our own practice, but we can take inspiration on these kind of days, and we can even pray for more strength and purity of consciousness, so we can also use our challenges to grow in Krishna consciousness and not be limited by the challenges we may face. You know, it could be like a health challenge, it could be a mind challenge, it could be like so many different things. You know, there are external challenges with things going on. But the point is, just like how, no matter what kind of challenges came, Srila Prabhupada, he kept going. So we also have to just have imbibe that mood. The material existence means there are going to be challenges. But the more we take shelter of our spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these challenges, they'll become like fun time. Okay, you know, how am I going to do it now? This is the challenge. How am I going to do my service now? So let's take these whatever challenges come as ways to make our service much more interesting to perform, and try, please, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will stop here. I'm sure there are many more points, but this is a great chapter to read. Especially we can remember this, how Srila Prabhupada, he wrote this chapter as a book even before completing the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just like he completed Krishna book before completing the Bhagavatam, and he highly recommended read everyone. So I personally gonna read the whole chapter. I didn't get to read the whole chapter, but these were some of the points I could share. So thank you for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.